This is NPR.
NATO troops in Kosovo have closed off the border between Kosovo and Serbia after violence triggered by Kosovo's declaration of independence Sunday. Here's NPR's Silvia Pajoli from Pristina.
More than 1,000 angry Serbs torched two border crossings in northern Kosovo, destroying passport control booths and a customs service shed. Before Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia on Sunday, the line of separation was an administrative one. Now, ethnic Albanians consider it a full-fledged border. While Serbs, a minority of 120,000 among 2 million Albanians, reject secession and continue to consider themselves part of Serbia. A local Serb official said the violence was triggered by rumors that Albanian customs officers were coming to take over the border checkpoint.
NPR Silvia Pajoli in Pristina. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf says he intends to stay in office, despite his party's substantial losses in parliament. The results of Monday's elections have not been finalized, but projections put the Pakistan People's Party, formerly led by Benazir Bhutto, in the majority. Another opposition party, led by former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, also had a strong showing in the election. Sharif was overthrown in Musharraf's political coup in 1999. Negotiations over the new government begin today, and a new coalition could try to remove Musharraf from power. A major earthquake in Indonesia shook the western part of that country today, killing at least 3 people and injuring dozens more. The quake, which had a preliminary magnitude of 7.6, struck under an island off the coast, damaging buildings there. The country is prone to seismic upheaval because of its location on the so-called Ring of Fire, an arc of volcanoes and fault lines along the Pacific Basin. President Bush is in Ghana today on the fourth leg of his five-nation African tour. One of the goals of his trip? To soothe the concerns of African nations who worry that the U.S. is trying to expand its power on the continent with the presence of the Africa Command. Bush says talk that the U.S. wants to build new military bases is just not true.
I want to dispel the notion that all of a sudden America is, you know, bringing all kinds of military to Africa. It's just simply not true. This is a way of making our command relevant to the strategy that we have put in place.
The president will visit Liberia tomorrow, the last stop on his African tour. In California, police have arrested one of the meatpacking workers involved in the slaughterhouse scandal that led to the recall of 143 million pounds of beef. Daniel Navarro is out on bail following charges of animal cruelty. Meanwhile, the recall of meat from the Westland Hallmark Meat Company in Chino, California, remains the largest in U.S. history. Bruce Knight, the USDA's undersecretary for marketing and regulatory problems, is happy with the USDA's beef recall so far, but he's not sure how long it'll take to track down all the suspect meat.
It's early to really put much of a hard timeline on how long it would take. I would hope that we should be able to do a majority of the work within weeks rather than months.
The Department of Agriculture says it has evidence that Westland Hallmark did not routinely contact its veterinarians when cattle became too sick to stand without help. Finally, Israeli scientists say they've discovered a link between high amounts of light at night and breast cancer. In a study that overlaid satellite images of Earth onto cancer registries, the scientists said they found women who lived in neighborhoods with lots of nighttime illumination, they had a greater risk of getting breast cancer than those who didn't. The reasons are still mysterious, but researchers say it has something to do with melatonin, a hormone that prevents tumor formation. The body produces most melatonin at night, and levels drop off in the presence of light. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.